Did you know that there are thousands of Tasmanians who care for others? And in Tasmania, there is little or no laws protecting them. The opposition has announced it would introduce legislation to bring Tasmania into line with other states. It's a move welcomed by Carers Tasmania. And David Brennan is the chief executive of Carers Tasmania.
Carer is a family member, usually can be a friend, caring for somebody with a chronic or terminal illness, a disability, a mental illness, is frail aged, or an alcohol or other drug issue. Across Tasmania, there are 85,000 carers. So if you look at that statistically, that's about one in six Tasmanians that are a carer. If you look at that number nationally, that's actually one in eight. So there's a much higher rate of people caring, so much so that, in fact, the projections are that by 2028, there will be more need for carers than there will be family members and friends able to provide care.
These carers are not just, you know, people in their 30s or 40s. They can be quite young as well, can't they?
Well, they can be. In fact, just to tell you a small story, I visited a school this week of 156 students, primary school. There was almost half of them had experienced trauma and a number of issues. Of those, in discussing with the principal, she identified 10 carers in that primary school, the youngest of which was 4 to 5 in that age range. The eldest was 12, and there were a couple of those. So here you've got 10 little people assuming responsibilities for parents, for siblings, and doing it when they're not really developmentally ready.
You mentioned one of the stories of one of the children. Can you talk us through that?
There was a young person who, when they were in kinder, were taking on a caring responsibility with their parent who had anxiety. Over time, that child is now in, I think, grade 4 or 5, and they now themselves have anxiety. So that's often quite common, is that carers, their own well-being drops as a result of what they do for others, and they will often end up with mental illness or other health conditions as well. But for Tasmania's kids, it's particularly hard.
What are some of the things that carers miss out on because they might not be paid? Are they protected by things like workers' compensation or a range of things like that?
No. And you raise a very good point, and that is a distinction. Colloquial out there, I think a lot of people hear carer, particularly in the context of royal commissions that are occurring at the moment, and think that that's a paid employee. It's not. That's an individual support worker. Carers are family members who are unpaid. The sad reality is that for a number of carers, they don't participate. They're 6% less likely to participate in the workforce. They're 8% less likely to be employed. Women particularly, this is a very gendered activity, in that about 74% of carers in Tasmania are female. They are more likely to give up work. Men are more likely to go part-time.
David, you also wanted to see more involvement of carers in what happens with the people they care for.
To give you a practical example where legislation can play a greater role, under the current Tasmania carer policy, you know, one of the principles is to promote the involvement of carers in the assessment and the treatment of the person that they care for. Now, in a space like mental illness, this is particularly important because somebody can exhibit excellent behaviour for that 30 minutes that they're in front of a doctor, but a carer sees them 24/7. What happens in practice, though, is that those carers are pushed to the sideline, occasionally included, but often not, and they've got valuable information that can help the person that they care for. So legislation would be one way of ensuring that their voice is heard and that they're valued and they're an important part of the system.
Are you hopeful of this attracting bipartisan support?
It'd be wonderful if it was. It would be a natural thing to do. And, you know, we're apolitical. This is not a political statement on our part. We will support good policy and good legislation for carers. So let's hope so.